The next part of John is verse 9. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. The fact that it says true light to me stands out because there are many false lights, many things that pretend to be light or claim to be light or people think to be light and are not. But Jesus here is seen to be the one and only true light. This is singular with a definite article in front of it. The true light. Not one of the true lights, but the true light. Everything apart from him is not light. He alone is light. And this specifically means for us in our daily lives, we think that we can see by our own reason, or by the counsel of others, or by wise sayings, or by being pragmatic, or seeing things through experiences in this life. But the truth of the matter is, there's only one clear vision, and it is that vision that comes from the true light, who enlightens us. There is only one way to be able to see clearly, and it is through Jesus Christ. I remember C.S. Lewis once wrote that he believes in God just like he believes in the sun. Not only can he see it, but by it he sees everything else. In the same way, we believe in Jesus, not just because we've seen him and experienced him, but by him we see everything else. The scripture goes on to say, he was in the world and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. This is very heartbreaking to me. It is as if I, with my own children, my wife, my house, I walk inside and they do not know me. That would break my heart. And not only that, but if I came into my own house and they would not receive me, though I love them so much, this would break my heart. And this is exactly the case with Jesus. He has created all things. All things have come into being through him. He comes to his own, and they did not receive him. They did not know him. So this is the essence of the fall, to not know him and to not receive him. So the verse goes on to say, but as many as did receive him, to them he gave the right to become sons of God, even to those who believe in his name. So as we trust in his name, specifically trust, relinquish ourselves unto all that he has told us that he is, when we do this, we are able, in that trust, to be able to enter into the sonship that he has for us. He has given the right to be sons of God to those who believe in his name. And not just believe, but it is through believing him we are able to receive him. As we continue to relinquish ourselves unto him, we're able to receive him into us. And this is what sons are. Sons are the perpetual recipients of God through constantly relinquishing themselves unto God. And this is the beautiful thing that has been opened up for us and given to us as gift through faith. So that when he comes to us who he has created and we are his own, we are not left alone or leave him alone. We find in each other the fulfillment of our being, the fulfillment of all the things that he has created us for in receiving him, in putting our trust in him. So we want to receive you, precious Jesus, as the true light, as the one and only means by which we can see clearly. We relinquish ourselves unto you that we might receive you. Amen.